Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations. Today on the program, we have two special guests joining us all the way from Southern Illinois, the bottom part of our state, and it is Colette Arnold, who is one of our just wonderful volunteers. She's a team leader for the After School Good News Club in Herrin, Illinois, that's been going on for a few years now. And then we also have Robin Williams, our fearless leader, who is the ministry coordinator that oversees all the CEF, the Child Evangelism Fellowship Ministry in Southern Illinois, which I believe is like 18 or 19 counties. Is that right, Robin?
Correct. 19 counties.
Ah, I think I had it the first time. I should have not underguessed myself. So 19 counties. Amazing. So Colette and Robin, hey, thanks for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's an honor. Thank you.
Awesome. So Robin, let's start with you as you're the ministry coordinator, and you've been doing this for what, like 5 years or more or something like that?
Something, five or six.
Five or six. Okay, we'll go with six. So since I was
I'm losing count.
There you go. Well, you lose count when you're having fun. So, but give us an overall picture of the ministry. This is a new chapter that we started, a local chapter that was started down in Southern Illinois, started in Carbondale. They just started branching out. But just give us a picture. I know we do a lot of different things year-round, but just specifically focusing on the after-school Good News Clubs, what are the Good News Clubs like before COVID? What was happening in the schools and with church partnerships? And what does it look like now? Can you just kind of give us a brief picture of that?
Sure, absolutely. We were in about 14 schools, you know, before COVID, reaching about 520 children weekly in the Good News Club. Those range, like I said, in 14 different schools where the Good News Club was meeting. And sadly, once COVID hit and things got shut down and the schools shut down, we jumped into some Zoom Good News Clubs, some even a few did, we did a lot of take-home stuff. We started getting those supplies from headquarters and getting those out to our clubs. CEF International Headquarters and the state office did a great job of supplying us with videos and materials that we were able to, you know, do our best to stay in contact with our Good News Club kids during COVID. And so then once now that we're getting back into the schools, we are in five Good News Clubs are back up and running. That's in three different counties in our 19 counties. We're reaching about 115 children. Mm-hmm. We have one club that's going to start in January. That's in Cobden. And then we have six other clubs that we're working on. When I say working on, we are working with the schools, we're working with volunteers, trying to get those clubs back up and running. Sadly, our biggest hurdle right now is getting enough volunteers to get back in. I would say three of those six, it is a lack of volunteers that is kind of hanging us up. And that's a sad place. The other three of those six, we're still working with school districts that are just slow to get open.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. I know there was, I mean, it had all this devastation of COVID, you know, hit, you know, worldwide, nationwide, statewide, because a lot of people may not know, but we were in almost 100 schools here in Illinois before COVID. And I'm not sure what we're at now. I'm thinking we're pushing close to 30 right now across the state, maybe even 20 to 30. But for all during that time, when COVID hit, Southern Illinois seemed to be one of the most open areas and doing different things either in the schools or doing creative ways that you mentioned before. And if I'm not mistaken, Colette, didn't your Good News Club, it started obviously before COVID, and then were you not able to continue on even during that time? So it's not like you just get a...
Okay. Yes, we did one Zoom. It was very small. I think we had four children and then three adults. But we did. We did it. So I'm thankful for that.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Now you are back up and running now. Is that correct?
Yes, we just completed our first semester of club.
Oh, wonderful. That is great. So how many children do you have coming now?
Well, we had 31 enrolled with an average attendance of 24 children. And we had 10 volunteers plus myself. Of course, you know, give and take sometimes, but an average of at least, I think, 6 to 8 each time.
Right. Now, before COVID, am I remembering correctly? Didn't I hear that you had at one time like 80, you know, plus 100 children or something like that?
Yes, we had enrolled like 102 children the very first time we did club, and we had an average of 77, close to 80. And then we had the next semester enrolled 92 children with an average of like 70, 69 or 70. So
that's wonderful. And just so that our audience understands, this is a Good News Club. This is a Bible club that takes place in the public school after school. I kind of like to say it's like a Sunday school in the public school that meets immediately after school. So that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about like that we can be in the public school, in the public school building, as soon as that bell rings, and then we go right into school in the gym or cafeteria or wherever they give us a designated area, and we can talk about Jesus with the children, and we can share with them the gospel and teach them God's word. I mean, it's just an amazing opportunity. Colette, can you go back and maybe even before the Good News Club started, like how did you end up getting involved with the Good News Club, or how did you end up even having a passion to even want to do this? I mean, can you kind of take us back and say how this started?
Well, truth of the matter is it all started with God. I was saved when I was a little girl, 6 or 7. I grew up actually from junior high on up until I was married on the land that now is where the school is, where we have the after school Good News Club. My dad farmed that land, and he raised 10 children, and him and my mom were just Bible believing, hardworking, praying people. And he would plant seeds of wisdom in his children at the right time, because he talked to the Lord as he was out plowing or doing things. And so he would speak to each of us at different times, a word of truth or wisdom that would stick with us. And, you know, he shared with me, you know, I'd be a good teacher. And I shared with him when I was about 15 that I had a mission call on my heart, and the Lord kept telling me, just bloom wherever you're planted. And I'm like, Lord, I don't feel like I'm supposed to go into seminary. How do we do this thing? I gave it back to the Lord, and the Lord continued to work through my dad at times, directing my steps. I went to, you know, get an education degree at SIU. And then lo and behold, you know, through church at First Baptist Heron, which is the partnership with CEF, the Lord brought a youth pastor at the time, and a different pastor than we have now, who actually planted the words Child Evangelism Fellowship. I'd never heard of them, in an after school news club program. And I thought to myself, oh, they'd say you'd make a good leader. I'm like, oh, you've got the wrong person. I just had retired actually to help with my aging parents. And yeah, I wasn't going to do that.
Now, weren't you a school teacher? Is that what your background?
Was. Okay. I have 20 years in the education system in the Heron School District. I started out as a title math teacher for 5 years at the junior high level. And then I taught kindergarten for the other 15 years, and did substituting and relief kind of surgery or, you know, other leaves in between. But anyways, yeah.
Well, that's, you know, that's just obvious. I mean, you should be the Good News Club team leader because you're a public school teacher. So why not? And Heron, you know, it's a match made in heaven, right?
Yeah. God knew what he was doing, didn't he? Yeah.
Now, Robin, now how did this whole church partnership thing happen with that Heron, you know, in church, and how did that all come about? Was that through you or was that through Colette?
Well, I tell you, it was, again, a God thing. We had a banquet there in Heron. We had our annual banquet, and we had rented the Heron Civic Center for that. And Colette, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Colette, she was invited by a friend of mine that I used to be a prayer partner with for many years at Trinity Christian School. And her mom goes to Colette's church. And so she had purchased a table for the banquet and invited Colette to come. And I did not get to meet Colette that night. And so I had no idea, but we had been praying for God to raise up more Good News Clubs. At that time, I think that was in 2018. I think we were only in about 5 or 6 schools at the time. And we had really been praying, and God did a miraculous stirring of hearts that night. We ended up coming out of that banquet with like 10 clubs. Whoa. And so Colette reached out and we met with Pastor Mark and Colette, and Pastor Mark actually has a brother that lives in Indiana who's involved with Child Evangelism Fellowship. So he had an idea of what a Good News Club was too. And this is the most exciting part is, you know, the first thing we always tell a church that would like to adopt a school to do Good News Club, we say, form a prayer team. That is the very first thing we would like for you to do. And that's exactly what Heron First Baptist Church did. Mm. They formed a prayer team and they began to pray about who the volunteers would be, who the team leader would be, you know, and God answered. And they still have a very active prayer team. And I'll let Colette speak to that. It's amazing what God does when we ask.
Well, we're going to have a two-part program, and so it's hard to get everything in, you know, in the first part. But no, obviously, Colette, you have such a burden. So it sounds like they prayed, and God answered, and God put that burden on your heart. So, what did God do? Just share with us very briefly. What did God do to let you know you're the one that He wants you just to step in there, show up, and He is calling you to this ministry, even though you retired from public school teaching, that He was calling you back to the public school, but in a different way? How did God do that?
Well, I just look back over the circumstances, and I know, based on being a school teacher, the need in the schools to reach people that you'll never get coming through a church door. I have such a love for God that He put in my heart when He saved me that I just want people to know Him, and especially children that are hurting. So yeah, that was stirring in my heart. And once I went to that training that followed the banquet, I had never heard anything like it before. And I was so excited for the training that I wanted all the pastors and everyone in the church to come, whether they were going to be a part of the Good News Club or not. That was my heart. And I'm like, this is just too good. I've been a part of a local congregation ever since I was a little girl, 5 years old, or well, all my life, honestly. And I thought, I've been in a lot of conferences, a lot of trainings, and none of it's ever been this good. And so I just couldn't sing the praises of CEF's material. And honestly, Katrina, you and Jill and Robin, and it just was amazing. And I know God's hand was on it. And I knew He stirred me and He wouldn't let go. He just kept pursuing and He kept opening doors. And whether I wanted Him to or not, He kept opening big doors. And I'm like, what, 100? No way.
Oh, that is just so exciting. Well, we're going to have to cut it off there, and we're going to hold you over because we're going to have a part two, because Robin told me that you guys are like the model church partnership and the model, you know, Good News Club in the public school. So we want to hear about that model and the details. But as they say in farming, we're just starting to break ground, and we have so much more ground to cover. So we hope you join us again next week for part two of Good News in Southern Illinois. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.